Now, the unemployment rate for people with college educations has actually remained quite low throughout the economic downturn, but state budget cuts are hitting the very public colleges and universities that have helped so many people get a hand up. Community colleges are especially vulnerable because they often don't have the hefty endowments of more established schools. In Southern California, for example, growing anger over funding cuts has put one community college at center stage. With more students competing for fewer classes, administrators at Santa Monica College decided to offer additional classes at a much higher price. Gloria Hillard reports.
Late morning at Santa Monica College, and students hurriedly zigzag across the quad. It's deep into spring semester, but for 20-year-old Christine Deal, having to crash a class is still fresh in her mind.
That's where the class is already filled, and so you have to go beg the professor for a slot. You have to cry and give them a story, but most of the time they do a sort of lottery.
Balancing books on her lap, second-year student Alexandra Brandel says she was only able to get into two classes this semester.
You know, if you need to take English, you should be able to take English. I can't get into the classes that I need to graduate and complete my credits, and it's really difficult.
Where are the attendance books, Fran?
Budget cuts have forced Santa Monica College to eliminate more than 1,000 classes since 2008. So school administrators came up with an idea. When state-funded classes at $46 a unit fill up, students could choose supplemental self-funded classes, say in math, English, or science, at $180 a unit. That's nearly quadruple the price set by the state legislature. So your average three-credit class?
The classes that we're talking about will be at a cost of about $540 per class.
Chewy L. Sang is the president of Santa Monica College.
These are critical transfer classes that students need. So we want to add to some of these so that a student need not sit on the sideline and wait another semester or wait another year before they can transfer.
It's not clear that the education code permits this.
California Community College's Vice Chancellor Paul Feast says his office is concerned about equal access to education.
Low-income students might not get the classes that they need under this type of arrangement, that essentially there's a two-tier system in which wealthier students can get the classes they need and more low-income students cannot.
Okay, good afternoon. Can I have the students who are on this? Can you take a seat, please? There's plenty of seats right now.
More than 100 students are packed into Richard Tavelder and Jeswin's class called Race, Ethnicity, and Politics of Difference.
And so here today our conversation is about this particular policy, Santa Monica College pushing the envelope, if you will.
When asked how many in the class favor the idea of self-funded classes,
please raise your hand. One.
Anger over the issue erupted recently in protest when close to 100 students demonstrated outside the college's Board of Trustees meeting. Campus police made no arrests, but three people were hospitalized and released after being pepper sprayed. Student Government President Harrison Wills says students will continue to make their voices heard.
This is something that affects us. We weren't consulted. It's a dangerous precedent.
In the wake of the student protest, the chancellor's office has asked Santa Monica College to put the controversial rate increase on hold, and community colleges around the country are anxiously watching to see what happens here in Santa Monica. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Later today, the president of Santa Monica College and the Board of Trustees will hold a special meeting. They will consider a request by the Office of California Community College Chancellor to postpone the two-tiered tuition program over questions of its legality. Now, if the plan does eventually roll out this summer as scheduled, it's believed it will be the first of its kind in the nation.